Colombia has elected its first left-leaning president. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Will Bain, in for Victoria Craig this week. Thanks very much for being with us. Yes, let's start in the Colombian capital, Bogotá, where the former rebel fighter Gustavo Petro has promised to implement real change in his country after becoming its first left-wing president. He won 50.5% of the vote in the second round of elections on Sunday, beating his right-wing populist opponent, the construction magnate Rodolfo Hernandez. And Mr. Petro's running mate, Francia Márquez, will also become the first black woman to serve as the country's vice president. From Bogotá, the BBC's Katie Watson has more.
I think Petro's biggest challenge will be to try and win over those people who doubt him. And I think he has some radical changes. He wants to move the country away from a reliance on oil and talk about renewable energy. He, in his speech, his acceptance speech, he talked about the need to address climate change. His vice president is an environmentalist. I think it's a radical change. I think it's a really interesting change, especially in a region where, you know, next door you've got Jair Bolsonaro in Brazil, who has rubbished climate change and has belittled the importance of the Amazon.
Well, Christian Granados Kopp is a Colombian citizen and a supporter of Mr. Petro. He left the country because of the state of the economy and is now working in the Philippines. He gave the BBC his reaction to Mr. Petro's win.
The poverty was growing in the last 2 or 3 years. His government program includes many, many good things that he applied when he was the mayor for Bogota, talking about education, the health. He is going to work with programs in order to the people can get opportunity to create companies, you know, make the economy grow up, bring in opportunities to the people.
That's Gustavo Petro supporter Christian Granados Kopp there. Well, from elections in Latin America to here in Europe, where French President Emmanuel Macron is reeling this morning after his party lost its majority in the French Parliament. It had raised question marks about the future of his economic reform programme. But right now, the markets are shrugging off those concerns. In Paris, the benchmark CAC 40 index is up fractionally to about a tenth of a percent. Elsewhere on European markets, it's a calm start to the week, actually. Most indexes are up around 0.5%. The UK FTSE 100 is up 0.6%, despite a week of industrial action on the country's railways kicking off this week. A team from the International Monetary Fund will hold talks in Sri Lanka today on the country's dire economic crisis. The team, which will be in the country until the end of the month, is expected to resume recent discussions on debt restructuring. The BBC's Lapika Pelham reports.
The talks are a continuation of the virtual summit held in May between the IMF and Sri Lankan government officials. The team will discuss an urgent bailout programme with potential IMF loan lending arrangements. It is expected to proceed with the first instalment of loan payments to improve the value of currency. But time is short for the island nation facing chronic shortages and is just days from running out of fuel. Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe said earlier the IMF loan would enable Sri Lanka to seek help from other countries. Sri Lanka has defaulted on its external debt for the first time in its history last month.
The BBC's Lapika Pelham there. Now, a giant slab of carbon-rich peat has been discovered in Central Africa by a team of British and Congolese scientists. Peatlands are boggy land that scientists believe are a crucial tool in the fight against climate change. The area in the Republic of Congo is confirmed to be at least as large as England and hold billions of tons of captured carbon dioxide. But scientists and politicians fear they may be under threat from uncontrolled development, posing a significant risk for future climate change. The BBC's Andrew Harding has this report.
And we're heading to a place that is quite unique, and it is the world's largest tropical peat basin.
My name's Greta Dargy, and I work for the University of Leeds. We don't have a lot of data from this particular region, so we really want to fill in the blanks on the map.
We're on foot now, following the scientists into the forest and towards a vast slab of peat, a slab the size of England. We have two guys here with very long, very sharp machetes cutting their way, hacking their way through an incredibly thick undergrowth.
Yeah, so I'm just entering the coordinates of a point that's about 3 kilometres away. And then with that, we can cut a straight line.
The ground is starting to get muddy and now really quite swampy. First time my foot has gone too deep in the Wellington boot wasn't quite long enough. Let me pour it out. The discovery of all this peat has raised immediate concerns about how to protect it.
We estimate that it stores around 30 billion tonnes of carbon, so that's around 20 years of US fossil fuel emissions. I think both the DRC and this Congo appreciate how important these peatlands are, but they really need the international community to support them financially to ensure that these peatlands remain protected.
Arlette Soudan Nono, the Republic of Congo's environment minister, tells me Congo's peatlands are the world's lungs, but rich nations, the biggest polluters, should pay for that service. Why should we stay poor so you can breathe, she asks. Then she warns, a little ominously, that we won't be able to restrain ourselves from developing our land for much longer.
Nous n'allons pas pouvoir nous contenir indéfiniment comme ça.
In fact, that development is already underway. Deep in a peatland swamp, I'm tasting some palm wine.
It's very good, sweet.
But the process of making it is killing the palm trees and exposing the peat to direct sunlight.
My name is Ifo Suspensa-Verti. I'm professor at the University of Marengwabi, Brazzaville, Congo.
Ce processus, pour moi, est l'un des facteurs qui pourrait...
He explains how, long-term, this will destroy the peatlands. The problem, he says, is the ecosystem is threatened by population growth and poverty.
If all this carbon is released into the atmosphere, it's going, or we can say, accelerate climate change.
We're back in our narrow wooden boat now, heading upstream and away from the forest. The scientists, though, are staying behind. They've got 3 more weeks now to head deeper into the swamps to carry on their surveys, all of them telling us they are anxious for the world to know more about the Congo Basin's vast and precious supplies of peat.
That's the BBC's Andrew Harding reporting from the Republic of Congo there. And in London, I'm Will Baim with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.